We're on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, approximately 12 lines down from the top. My Ika. The first word in the line is Vi'atzli. The Gemara asks, My Ika Bein Havinenu L'Tfila Ktsara. Now, offhand, the question is a little bit odd because, as we learned, Havinenu is a shortened abridged form of all the brachos Chaim Tzoyos, all the birchas tefillot, and it's basically a structure of Shmon Esrei. It begins with the three brachos Rishonos, it ends with the three brachos Achronos. Tefillah Ketzara was a nusach that we had various views exactly what the Nusach was. We call it Parashas Ibur. And these different Nuschos are very short Nuschos. And again, this is a Tefillah which was established for Mahalich B'mokom Sakon, as we learned on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis. So Tosfos already points out that my Ika does not mean what we think it is. The Gemara is not asking what's the difference between these two tefillos. They're fundamentally different. The Gemara knew that tefillah ktsara is a tefillah that you recite b'mokom sakana. Tefillah Avinenu is something that you could daven three times a day, every day, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And that's the way Shmuel interpreted Rabbi Yeshua. So that the Gemara knew. But the Gemara wanted to ask, given the different nuschos and the different times that you recite these two tefillos, is there some difference in the repercussions, in the outcome of the tefillah? And that's what Tosus clarifies here, V'dibra Maskol Mai. You'll see the last line in Tosus here, he says, But what is the difference between them, other than the nusach? And the Gemara answers the following. Havinenu, he says here, Boy litzluye tlas Kamaisa utlas basraisa v'chimati lebeise lo boy lemehede litzluye. It means that Havinenu is a nusach tefillah. It's a chefetz shel tefillah. It has three brachas rishonos, three achronos, with a middle bracha. That's seven brachas all told. And when he gets home. Again, that language, when he gets home, is a little problematic because, you know, he might be davening these three Avinenus daily in his house, but we'll get back to that in just a second. But in any event, lo boy mehed l'tzluye. He was yotzei his chiv tefillah. He doesn't have to replace or repeat Shmon Esrei with 18 full brachos. But tefillah ktsara lo boy l'tzluye, lo tlas kamais, lo tlas basrais. It's one simple bracha. One simple tefillah, a bakasha, which we go straight to the kishkes without any introductions, without any postscripts. When he comes out of the sakana, he's boiling meheder litzluye. He's going to have to recite Shmon Esrei because he wasn't yotzei with tefillah ktsara. Tefillah ktsara is not a heftshel tefillah. It doesn't have three rishonos. Doesn't have three achronos. It's just simply a tefillah that Chazal and Mesakein for a Mokum Sakona. When you get out of the Mokum Sakona, you chayim in the tefillah of that owner, of that Zman. And if, for example, you did not fulfill that tefillah bizmani, you'll have to recite a tefillah's Tashlumin. Another difference that the Gemara offers is that Havinenu Me'umad and tefillah Ktsara Bein Me'umad Bein Mahalach. Which means that Havinenu must, as a chefetz shel shmona esrei, must be recited in amida. Whereas tefillah ketzara, you have your options. You're in a sakana situation, so we're not going to pin you down to get out of your car and expose yourself to danger and recite this tefillah. If need be, you'll continue going. You're on your way. You won't get out of the car. So the first question we want to raise here is, what does the Gemara mean with regard to Avinei v'chimati lebeise? And what's this business about kimati lebeise? It's really not kimati lebeise, because the tefillah of Avinenu is a tefillah that you could recite in your house, outside your house. I mean, it's not outside your house. So we're not talking about a yotza lederech. So what is the meaning of this kimati lebeise when he comes home? Because we're not talking about a tefillah that's not in his bias. Tefillah Savinenu is has nothing to do with the Makom Sakana when he's out of his bias. So perhaps the answer is the following. If you take a look in the Eliyahu Rabbah, some of the poskim, they say that even Tefillah Savinenu is not Eilichat Chila. You know, there has to be a pressing need to justify Havinenu, and if he prays it Shalom B'Shas HaTchak, that's not acceptable. So the Gemara uses this terminology Kimati Lebeise to indicate that, you know, there was nothing, whatever was pressing before is no longer pressing, and therefore the Havinenu would be that he has to repeat the Shmon Esrei because he wasn't Yotze with Havinenu. Kamashmo, no, that he was Yotze his Chiv Tfilu with Havinenu. And it's interesting because, in contrast, when you talk about a tefillah ktsara, he has to repeat Shmon Esrei when he gets home, when he's out of the sakana. And therefore, you see, it's not a chefshel tefillah. So, what was the machayev of this takana? Why did they make this takana? If it's not even tefillah, the answer is that you can't be in a makom sakana without a tefillah. You know, that's our basic need, you know, to ask for divine compassion at that moment of danger. So you can't go without tefillah. In a sense, it's like a tefillah rachmeninu. It's not a formal chefetz shel tefillah. It's not an amida. The Gemara is going to establish that he could say it even be yeshiva, or while he's sitting on the chamor, but mahalik, he's on the move. But Chazal understood that it was impossible to leave a person in a makom sakana exposed to danger without a tefillah. Now, in this case of Havinenu, of tefillah ketzara, excuse me, as we said earlier, if by the time he gets home it's already after this man tefillah, he'll have to do a tefillah tashlumin, like a person who was toeh and missed the tefillah, who's mashlim in the next tefillah. Now, when the Gemara says Vehilchasa, this is not a universal Girsa. The Rif and the Rosh don't even have the Girsa of Vehilchasa, because there's no machlokas about Tefillah Ketzara, you know, how you should be mispal the Tefillah Ketzara. So the word Vehilchasa has to be removed. You cannot have Vehilchasa here. It's not shayach that the Gemara would say Vehilchus about something that there's no machlokus about. So that girsa has to be removed. However, there are those who have this girsa, and the Noda Yehuda justifies this girsa by telling us that there is a need for a psak halacha, because there is a machlokus. And that machlokus is whether you recite a tefillah savinenu and a tefillah ketzara. Actually, the machlokas is not about Havinenu, I should be corrected, it's about tefillah ketzara, whether you have to recite this tefillah b'amida, or you could even recite it b'mahalach. So the Vehilchus is on the second nafkamina between these two tefillos, whereas Havinenu for sure requires amida, but in the case of tefillah ketzara, you know, you can go back and forth. And the answer is that we're going to paskin like Rav Sheshis against Rav Chisda, which we had an earlier machlokas on the previous daf. And we're paskin like Rav Sheshis that a tefillah ktsara could be recited behalicha. There's no absolute requirement of amida. Now let's just summarize the differences, number one, between tefillas havineinu and tefillah ktsara. And as an overview, let's categorize four different types of tefillos that we've been learning about up to today. First of all, again, the difference between Havineinu and a tefillah ketzara is that Havineinu is a chefzah shel tefillah, you're a yotzei achiyuv tefillah, you're in a shas hadchak, you're allowed to shorten and abbreviate your tefillah, but it is a tefillah. And, for example, if you would have to be misakev as a result of a tefillah ktsara, so then he would be mispal meumad. So reading you the language, and we'll clarify this: eino misakev machmosa kol kach mipnei shi ktsara. So again, it's a shasad chak. He doesn't have the ability to daven all 18 brachos. And he shortens it, and that gives him the ability to fit in a tefillah, which is a real bona fide tefillah, in a very short period of time. And of course, he's going to have to daven tefillah savineinu b'me'umad, because it is a tefillah. Tefillah ketzara, you cannot be yotzi achi of tefillah. It's not a shmona esrei, it's not a tefillah, it's not a cheft shel tefillah. We're going to allow him to recite tefillah ketzara b'mahalach, without standing. No absolute requirement of Amida. There are no Gimel Rishonos, no Gimel Achronos. It's a very short tefillah. And that tefillah doesn't really reflect any of the brachas that form the backbone of a Shmon Esrei. And therefore, for sure, he's still chayv in tefillah when he gets back to the Yishuv and he's home, say, home sweet home. Now, the overview... There are four categories of tefillah that we've been dealing with. The first two are really a chefzah shel tefillah, and of course they require gimel rishonos, gimel achronos. Number one is the Shmon Esrei, brachos shlemos. And of course he has to recite that b'me'umad. And he's yotzi yidei chovos tefillah, that's the ikar tefillah. Then we have number two, tefillas avineinu. And a person is in a shasad chak, he's going out to the road, but he's not in a dangerous situation, but he's really on the move, but it is a tefillah. And therefore you would have to recite it mu'umot, and no chiyuv to replace this tefillah when he gets home. Then we get to three. Number three is the tefillah ketzara, which again is only v'makom sakana. You know, there are listim, and there are Chayos rose. And Chazal made a takana that a person shouldn't go into a situation, shouldn't be left in a situation of such jeopardy, such life-threatening danger without a tefillah. So they created this tefillah, which is not a chefetz shel tefillah as we know it. He'll have to recite his davening when he gets out of this makom sakana, and he can recite this without amida when he's mahalech. Then finally, number four, which we discussed in some of the details, is tefillas haderech. And that tefillah is something that he has to recite lechatchil in an ideal situation when he's me'umad, but we saw that Rav Sheshis allows even b'mahalich. Now we go back to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us that Yorad so he's riding on a donkey. If all things are equal, he should get off the donkey in order to be mispalel. That's what he has to do. But if that's not a possibility, then Yachzir is ponav, he should turn his face towards Yerushalayim, etc., etc. Torah Rabbanu, we learned in the Brayso, Rochev al hachamor, v'igiyaz man tefillah. Im yeshlo mishi yochas es chamoro yerid lamata v'yispal. If he has a guard, someone who can serve as a shomer and watch his chamor so that he can daven be COVID rush, you know, without overwhelming anxiety about the chamor flying the coop, you know, just running away, then he's in an ideal situation where he can get off the chamor, and that's what he has to do in order to daven. In lav, however, if he doesn't have any shomer, then yeshiv him komo v'yispal, because he's going to be in a state of tirda. He's absolutely anxious about the chamor running away, and therefore he won't be able to fully concentrate on his tefillah. This is very similar to a halacha that we once discussed about someone who's holding on to a Sefer Torah or any other Sefer, and he's davening. He might be holding on to something else as well. Something in his hands is going to distract him because he's constantly worried about the security issue, about watching the object. Rebbe Omer, Benkach u Benkach, even in a case where he has someone to watch the chamor, the best thing off is Yeshiv Bimkomo should remain seated on the chamor v'yispalel. Lefishe, if he would go down from the chamor, ein daito miyusheves olav. So Rebbe introduces another element into the equation about the anxiety that might make it impossible for him to fully concentrate on his tefillah, and that is ein daito miyusheves olav, because he's on the road and he has to get from place to place. This is why there are so many driving accidents in Rachmanu Litzlan, because people are in a tremendous rush. So the best idea, says Rebbe, to maximize his concentration is to remain on the chamor. And he could continue going on his merry way, and he should be mispal b'derech hilucho. Now, before we get into the Meiri here and so forth, there's a Rabbi Yona that I want to mention to you. When you talk about airplanes, I wonder what the best option is. Let's say you're going to stand up and you'll be in the halls, you'll be in the back, I don't know where you'll be, but there's always a kind of a challenge in concentrating on your tefillah. And I'm wondering if perhaps in such a case we could allow him to daven while he's seated in his seat. And the reason for that is because that would maximize his concentration. So just like we saw here in Rebbe Shita, that remaining on the chamor and moving on your way would maximize your concentration, and therefore we'll look aside, we'll be mevater on the din of Amida. So too, perhaps when you're on a plane, we could be mevater on the requirement of Amida for the sake of maximizing the concentration. Now, I mentioned that there are some Rishonim here that we want to talk about. Rabbi Yonah speaks about the fact that Ein Daito Miyusheves Olav means that when he gets off the Chamor and he gets back on the Chamor, that itself is going to cause him Bilbul Machshava. He's already distracted from his Kavanah to Tefillah, and therefore Rebbe holds that he should remain on the Chamor and be Mispalel. But any time that there is a Ma'akiv as a Behemah, whenever you are holding back the behema by getting off the behema to daven, and that's going to delay your arrival at your destination, that itself is the tirda that Rebbe is worried about, that will distract you from your tefillah. And the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Gimel is very similar. The Gemara says that if a person is riding on his chamar, he's considered kimahalich beraglov. He's on his way. And again, we learned already about Tefillas Avinenu, that although it requires Me'umad, nevertheless, and for sure Shmoneh Esrei itself requires Me'umad, but yet, under these circumstances, where he's going to be Tarud if he stands and gets off the Chamor, Rebbe advocates that he should daven on the Chamor. And here it's interesting, the Rabbi Yonah adds another scenario or another element, a dimension to this equation. If he's in a shayara, and as he's riding together with a whole group of people, and it's very important for him to keep up with the shayara, then he's allowed b'shasad chak to remain on the animal. If he would get off the animal, he'll never be able to catch up with the rest of the group, the rest of the shayara, and that's not a good thing. If he loses the shayara, who knows? Maybe he'll lose his way. It could have tremendous repercussions. Therefore, the best thing in such a case is to remain on the chamor, try to expand the kavana that you have in your tefillah as much as you possibly can. Omar Rava, v'itema Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, alocha k'rebi, we passing like Rebbe, which means that even if he has someone to watch the chamor, he still does not have to get off the chamor, and he's allowed to daven while he's riding on the chamor. And Tosus, the Ramaskal Halacha, points out that while he's davening on the chamor, b'derech halichaso, he doesn't have to turn around and look this way and that way till he finds Yerushalayim. That could be dangerous. The Beis Yosef says that if he can be machzer part of Eretz Yisrael without endangering his life, then that's what he ought to do, even though he's on top of the chamor. Tana Rabbana, we have a brice that again addresses these various cases in which he should be looking towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabbana and Suma, a blind person, Mishenu Yochel Lechavin and Sarucho, so someone just doesn't have a compass, or he doesn't have a built-in compass, he has no clue which direction is Eretz Yisrael, then Yechavin Libo Keneged Avinu Aviv Shabashamayim. He'll be Yotze, this idea of Lechavin as Atzma with Kavonis Alev, that's all. He doesn't have to try to second guess where Yerushalayim is, where Eretz Yisrael is. He doesn't have the ability to find that out. And we're not going to ask him to go a parsa to figure out where is Eretz Yisrael. And this is all the Kavona, Keneged Oviv Shebashamayim, Shenemar Vispalu Hashem Shlomo in his tefillah at the time of the consecration of the Beis Hamikdash, he says, "Vispalu el Hashem." This is lechavin libo li'ovish shabashamayim. So, since he doesn't know which tzad, which direction would be Eretz Yisrael, then what he should do is he should mechavin es libo keneged shamayim aviv shabashamayim. However, I would comment that the Bir Halacha has one of the Achronim who says that the best idea for him would be that his guf should face one direction and he should turn around his head to the left or to the right to another direction. Then he ups the statistical probability factor here of actually guessing which side is Eretz Yisrael. Next, Haya Omeid Bechutzlaretz. Now this price goes through many, many details in order to set up a situation where he's looking in the right direction. But the language here of the price is a bit strange. It says Yechavin es libo keneged Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't it just say Yechavin es gufo keneged Eretz Yisrael? He should be looking towards Eretz Yisrael. Well, why the emphasis here on gufo? On Yechavin es libo, and not on gufo. So if you take a look at Tosis, Dibur Maskil Haya, he says take out the word libo, because in fact he has to look towards the Mizrach, towards the Ma'ariv, he's got to look towards Yerushalayim, in the very right direction. So take out the word libo. It means Yechavin es gufo. The Bach in Or Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet adds that we can justify the girsa, what the text means, Yechavin es libo, is that he should prepare himself. That's what tefillah needs. It needs kavana. Enochinami, he should be turning to the right, to the left, whichever direction is towards Eretz Yisrael. But the ikar here is yechamin eslibo. And therefore we can justify the girsa of the svarim as we have it. And instead of yechamin espanov, we have yechamin eslibo, because this is all part of the process of preparing for tefillah. You're about to meet the Shechina. And if the girsa would have been yechamin espanov, you know, that would imply that the kivun of his panov is mamish, a definite direction. But since no one could be mechavin exactly that direction, lo nitna Torah l'malach yashores, therefore our girsa is going to change, and it's going to be the kavana, again, not the nusach atvila, I'm sorry, remains the same, but the kavana of panav, again, if he has that possibility, if he knows which direction, or at least panav, or at least kavana salev, that's absolutely critical. So which direction is he looking? So he's in Chutz Laretz, he looks towards Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar vispalalu elecha derech artzom. Our tefillahs go up to Shemaim through Eretz Yisrael, so he should be directing his body and be mechavin towards Eretz Yisrael. Hayomid beretz Yisrael yechavin eslibo kineged Yushalayim. And that too needs a pasuk. Shenemar vispalalu el Hashem derech ha'ir. Shlomo Melch says that it should go through Yerushalayim. The tefillos go through Eretz Yisrael and through Yerushalayim. And what's the pasuk for this? Again, Vispalalu El Hashem Derech Ha'ir Asher Bacharta. You see, you have to add the word Asher, the words Asher Bacharta, because then we know that the ear is Yerushalayim exclusively. Asher Bacharta. Haya Ome Yerushalayim is Yechavin Eslibo Keneged Beis HaMikdash Shenemar Vispalu El Habayis Hazeh. Im Haya Ome B'Beis HaMikdash, what if he's inside the Mikdash? Let's say a Kohen doing the Avoda. Well, there are other scenarios as well. Is Yechavin Eslibo Keneged Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim. He should be turned towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. Shenemar vispalu el amokom hazeh. And that's a pasuk in Shlomo Melech's tefillah. El amokom, towards this makom, which means towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. Me'omid v'veis Kodesh Kedoshim is then yichavein eslibo keneged. And here we have two girsos, whether there's biased. Keneged hakapores. That's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And ha'yomid, and that's where they did the hazoh. So that has very special... a special centrality. Hayomed achore beis hakapores. If he was in the beis kodesh kadoshim behind the kapores, and in such a way that he cannot look towards the kapores, then yira atzmo ki ilu hu omed lifnei hakapores. He should imagine in his mind as if he was standing in front of the kapores. The rush and the tour have a girsa machzir panov keneged beis hakapores. Wow, that's interesting. Machzir panov keneged beis hakapores. So it's not yiras atzmo, but it's machzir es panov. The Rif, however, has our girsa yiras es atzmo kilu hu lifnei kapores, and the question is why the Tana had to change his language. He had to write ki ilu hu lifnei hakapores. What's the hu lifnei hakapores? So the Bach says that the Tana is coming to teach us that he should be mechavin panov mamish keneged hakapores, even though that's not going to be possible in all scenarios. And therefore, in Yefshal Echavim Ponav Mamish Keneged HaMokom, if he cannot do so, then Yechavim Eslibo. Now, all this seems to indicate that we are Kohanim. I mean, these halachas are formulated for all of Klal Yisrael, not just for Kohanim. And it's as if to say we're all going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So maybe we are Kohanim in one sense. Nimtza Omeid ben Mizrach, if he's on the eastern side of the Mikdash, Machzir Panav Lamarov, he should look towards the west. B'mayrav, if he's in the west, then Machzir Panav Lamizrach, he should be turning towards the east, Badarom, which is going to be in the south. Machzir Panav Latzofon, fine. So if he's standing in the Dorom, he should look towards the Tzafon, towards the north. But Tzafon Machzir Panav LaDorom. Nimtzu Kol Yisrael Mechavnim Es Libam LeMakom Echad. Now, I'm not sure if when he says Kol Yisrael, he means that literally. If he was talking about Machzir Panav, then it wouldn't make any sense. But rather, he's talking about Mechavin Es Libam. Huh?
I need to talk to you. Okay.
So again, if he's in the Mizrach of the Beis HaMikdash, then he looks towards the Meir. If he's in the Meir, he looks towards the Mizrach. If he's a Dorom, towards the Tzofon, towards the Dorom. Nimtzu Kol Yisrael Mechavin Es Libam LeMakom Echad. So all the tefillos are going towards one point. Om Rabbi Ovin v'item Rabbi Avino, my crow, what's the pasuk for this? It's Shir Hashirim ki Migdal David Tzavarech Banui l'Salpios. And we're going to dash in this pasuk for the Beis HaMikdash Talpios is Tel Shekol Pios Ponim Bo. And the Pios here, the mouths, are the mouths of tefillah, of prayer. And we have to turn towards the Talpios, which is the Beis HaMikdash. And we're all looking towards the Beis HaMikdash. Avud Shmuel, we're talking about now Mashkin V'yotzei L'derech, he's going out on the derech before daybreak. V'levi Kiavi Bo L'mefek L'orcho, when they had to go out on the derech, Hayu Mekadme U'matzle, they would daven very early before daybreak, before what we call Heir Hayom. And they would go out to the derech, v'yavi moti, and when it came to Zman Kriyat Shema Karu, they read Kriyat Shema. It sounds like they would daven the Shmone Esrei first, before Yom, and Kriyat Shema a little bit later on. And Tosus here, Dir Maskal Avu, understood that the intention here was that before Amud HaShachar, they're going to daven, and he asks, according to that understanding, how can you be mispalel before Amud HaShachar? He can't be fulfilling his mitzvah, his chovah. Shachar is got to be a little bit later on, not before Amud HaShachar. So therefore, Tosfos interprets that we're talking after Amud HaShachar. They were makdim the tefillah before Netzachama. That's not the Iker Zman HaTefillah. But yet, in this case that they had to go out to the derech, they were allowed to do so. However, as far as Man Kriyat Shema is concerned, we need Mishayakir Eschavero Berichuk Dalet Amos, as we learned on Dav Tesam and Beis, and that's going to be a little bit later on. Kiman, this Minog, this Noeg, what, does it reflect the Shita of Ki Hai Tan of the Braisa, Hishkim Lotzeis Lederach Meviim Lo Shofar V'Sokea Lulav V'Menanea Megila V'Koreba Ukshayagia Zman Kriyat Shema Kore. The Brisa seems to indicate that we're talking before the actual Zman for these mitzvahs, which means that we would normally wait until at least Hanetzachama. Here we're before Hanetzachama for Shofar, for Lulav, for Megillah. But one thing is for sure, it's too early for Zman Kriyat Shema. And that we can't expand upwards, you know, to an earlier time. We have to wait until until we get to the point of Mishayakir. But this brisa would certainly support the minog that we saw of Levi and Shmuel, Avud Shmuel. And when need be, you could daven even before Hanetz, after Amud HaShachar. That's how Tosfos learns it. Now, we have a similar din in the Sefer, the Braisa. Hishkim Leishev Bekaron O Besfina. So he's out there in a carriage that's moving, or he's in a boat that's floating on the surface, moving in its direction, and he's in a sitting position. And the only way he could daven is if he retains a sitting position. Now it could be, as Rashi seems to indicate, Bekaron, that in the case of a ship, a boat, he cannot be mispalel standing, because he's afraid of the shaking of the water. He's got to be in a sitting position. Now again, in our Gemara, as we have it, we don't have the words v'kore ba umispalel, because again, he was yotzei's tefillah before the Zman Kriyat Shema, when he went out to the Derech very early. However, even though we're saying that he should be mispal before he goes out to the derech, nevertheless, there's a difference between chol and Shabbos, or chol and yontif. On chol, you daven 18 brachos, so it's very convenient for him to be mispal the beso before he goes out. But on yontif, when he daven 7 brachos, we're going to have to allow him to be mispalel baderech. He cannot be makdim to be mispal before he goes out to the derech. That's something that we can allow him to do during the weekday with regard to the tefillah of Yudches Brachos. That means that he davens before he goes out to the derech. But in the case where he's davening 7 brachos, then he can be mispalel kodem shiyotzi. I'm sorry, let's read it inside. He says, "Biyantif mispalem sheva brachos yochol ispalel baderech v'eino makdim lispalel kodem shiyotzi." He should not be makdim before he goes out, like we saw in the case of yotze bekaron obisfina. Because we said that in those cases is mispalel, he should be mispalel. Again, this is based on the sugya that we had before of Rebbe. And you may recall that Rebbe is in favor of davening as you sit, instead of having to get up and daven b'amida. So again, the question is, on the one hand, there's a girsa of kori ba mispalel, there's another girsa that says kori ba. But we're going to interpret that even if it's kori ba, you don't have kori ba umispalel, we're going to assume that the meaning here is that he should be mispalel before he goes out. And again, when the Tzlach says that on Yontif the din is different, and he says the following, "Biyom Chol," then he's mispal bebeso kodem sheyotze. But biyontif, where you daven only 7 brachos, yochol is pal baderech. I guess it's not such a long, tedious, and concentration requirement here in the case of a Shabbos tikkun davening, a Yontif tikkun davening. So therefore, he doesn't have to be makdim kodem sheyetze. We want him to daven later because this is a bit too early. So that's what we're going to do. Hishkim leishev bekarno besfina mispalel ukshayegiz makriyach makori. Reb Shimon Elazar omer bein kach ubein kach. Whether or not he's going by foot on the road, or he's going through with the help of a karon, of some sort of carriage, a taxi, or a besfina, or a boat, then he doesn't have to be makdim his tefillah before he goes out, but rather kori kriyat shma u mispalel. He should now link together Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. He should wait until the Zman Kriyat Shema while he's in the Derech, read Kriyat Shema, and then immediately daven Kidei Sheyisma Gula Tefillah, and he will gain the mitzvah of Smichus Gula L'Tefillah. Whereas if he would daven before Mishiyakir, after Amun HaShachar, before Mishiyakir, then he would not be Yotze Kriyat Shema, but he would be Yotze Tefillah. However, we want to, our goal is Smichus Gula Tefillah, and if he's going to be Makdim as Tefillah but not as Kriyat Shema, he will not achieve the Kiyum of Smichus Gula Tefillah. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, whether he's going by foot or he's going by boat, he should not be Makdim as Tefillah. He should wait till after Kriyat Shema. Again, this is all under the assumption that he has that opportunity which he can take advantage of. I don't know if he always has that opportunity. V'maika miflagi, what's the machlokas here between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon? Mar Savar, according to the Chacham, Tefillah Me'umad Adif, you know, even if he has to give up on Smichus Gula Tefillah for the sake of standing for Shmona Esrei, that's what he's going to do. Standing is critical. Mipnei Shekol Kach Yochel Lechavin Eslibo Tov Yosef Mibahalach, so that Chachamim say he gains two things. Number one, he gains the adifus of tefillah be'amida, and that coupled together with the fact that he will maximize or at least improve his kavana salev, it becomes more of a kavana salev. And when you have those two, and again smichus gula tefillah, you know, we're going to advocate in favor of the adifus of Me'umad, and we will be mevater on smichus gula tefillah. Now he should be magdim and be mispal beso in a standing position before he goes out to the derech, and he should not be mispal while he's on the derech, while he's on the road, unless perhaps he's in a yoshev bekoron, or he's in a Sfina, Yoshev Sfina. Because in those cases, he's not Somek Gula Tefillah. So that's the Shita of the Chachamim. They're more interested in Tefillah Me'umah than in Smichus Gula Tefillah, because this is how we're going to maximize his Kavanas Alev, and therefore he's Makdim his Tefillah to the Smichus Gula Tefillah. Umar Sover, Rav Shimon Elazar is of the opinion that Smichus Gula Tefillah is Adif. That's even more important than Tefillah Me'umad. So therefore, let him daven b'mahalach, and he'll be able to be Somech Gula Tefillah. Even though, again, we normally would require tefillah b'me'umad, but here he's a mahalech, but he will gain the mitzvah of geula tefillah l'adif. Mememar Umar Zutra, they said a drasha in their place, Hava mechanfi be'asara, they would gather together 10 people, b'shabsa derigla, on the Shabbos before the regel, and they would darshin in front of them in the Beis HaMedrash, U mitzalu v'hadar nafik nafki l'pirkan. Matzu means they would daven, and then only after they daven would they go into the Beis HaMedrash and present their drasha. And the chiddush here is that when Shabbos before the regel, the people of Israel would gather together in the Beis HaMedrash in order to hear the drasha, when Zman Kriyat Shema came, they would each recite Kriyat Shema in their place. But afterwards, in a later period, the Darshan, in other words, after the people who gathered together would for the drasha would reach Kriyat Shema, they were up to the Zman Kriyat Shema, they would read Kriyat Shema wherever they were, and then the darshan would start darshaning or continue darshaning. Ha'am ha'yotzim echad echad mibeis hamedrash palim biyachidus. One by one, the people in the Beis Medrash would leave and daven v'yichidus. And that's why Mareimar Umar Zutra would gather together 10 people in their homes before they would go out to learn in the Beis HaMedrash. Karu Kriyachma Vispalalu Bismichus Ku'ula Litfilo. Instead of going directly to the drasha, again, I don't know what time frame we're working with, but so that Mareimar Zutra on that Shabbos before the regel, they would gather together 10 people and they would daven and then they would go out to Pirka. And what they did was the following. And here we're basing ourselves on the interpretation of Rashi. They would gather together the people for Shachris, or at the time for Shachris, and they would give the drasha. Then when it came Zman Kriyat Shema, they would read Kriyat Shema wherever they were, and they would go back to the drasha. And then the people would simply drop out one by one from the Beis Medrash in order to daven biyachidus. Now, we're going to soon see that, who is it? Just one second. It's going to be Mareimar and Mar Zutra, in a few lines from now. We're going to learn that they would gather 10 people in their house before they went out to the Beis Medrash. And the advantage was that in such a case they would read Kriyat Shema and then daven immediately afterwards. They would be Soma Kula Tefila, and only afterwards they would go out to the Beis Medrash. Rav Ashi was Rosh Shiva in Mata Machasya, Matzli Bahari Tzibura Biyachid Miyusha. If you were Mispal, Biyachidus, while the Tzibur were Poresh Lispalil. They left in order to daven. And they would leave, as we said before, Echad Echad. Now, back in the Gemara's time, they would darshan with a miturgamon. And we mentioned this back on Chav Zayin. And Rav Ashi would whisper the drasha to the Turgamon. The Turgamon would belt it out loudly so that people could hear it. When it came time for Kriyat Shema, Rav Ashi would whisper to the Turgamon a lot together in one shot. And that would give Rav Ashi a break so that he would have time to recite Kriyat Shema before he got back to the helm. It means that during the time that the Turgamon was Mashmiya Dvar of L'Rabim, and now he had a whole bunch of paragraphs, Rav Ashi would have time to read Kriyat Shema wherever he was, and then he'd be Somech Ku'ula Tefila, and he would daven biyachidus. And he wouldn't go out of the Beis Medrash in order to be Mispal Me'umad, because he didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur to stand in front of him. And the Sifsei Chachamim, in interpreting this statement of Rashi, they say the reason for this is they didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur to stand up for them, because as a result they'll get confused about hearing the drasha and and concentrating on the miturgamon. It's going to create a little bit of a balagan. Now, the Gemara tells us that Amri Le Rabbanon, the Chachamim said to Rav Ashi, Ula'avid Mar Kimeimar Kimereimar Umar Zutra, they were mispalel before they left their house, before the shir, in their homes, and they didn't have to recite two tefillos, which they would have to do if they would have missed this tefillah because of the din of tashlumin. Amalahu, Sarvashi said to them, Trichna li milsa, it's a big Torah for me to come to the Beis Medrash after tefillah. So the Rabban asked Ravashi, why do you have to daven b'yichidus, and then when you get home after the drasha, you're going to daven a second time? The first one you're going to daven b'yichidus miyushav, and the second one you're going to daven b'amida. And that's what it means. Ba'amida means l'chavin eslibo. So at the end of the day, you're setting up two tefillos. So the Rabbanan said, why do you have to do it that way? Why not do it the way Mereimar and Mar Zutra did it? That they would daven the complete tefillah before they went to the shir. They don't have to daven a second tefillah. Amalus, Ravashi responded, tricha li milsa. For me, it's a very difficult tircha to come to the Beis Medrash only after davening, which is exactly what Mereimar and Mar Zutra were doing. So now the Gemara says, the Chachamim turn to Ravashi and they say to V'la'avid Mar Ki Avua de Shmuel V'Levi, and they were makdim that tefillah before Zman Kriyat Shema. Let's say that they were mispalel B'alos HaShachar. They can come to. So why don't you, Ravashi, do what Avud Shmuel Levi did? They were makdim that tefillah before Zman Kriyat Shema, after Alos HaShachar, and then they could get to the Beis Medrash pretty early, right after that tefillah, and then they would recite Kriyat Shema. Amaluhu, so Ravashi says, I never saw such a thing. Lo chazina lula rabbonik shishi minan. I didn't see older, you know, the older generation before my time, the avdi hachi, that they were knowing to be marked in the tefillah before Kriyat Shema. I'm not going to be knowing that way. I never saw anyone do such a thing. So Ravashi doesn't hold like the team of Avud, Shmuel, and Levi. He wants to be Mamtin, he wants to delay his tefillah until Zman Kriyat Shema, and then he'll be Zoche to be Somech Gula tefillah, and he would be Mispal Bimkomo when he's sitting. But it's Ein Daitim Yusheves Olav Kol Kach, so then he would repeat his tefillah B'Yishev Adas B'Beiso. But it seems from Ravashi that we don't paskin like Aviv Shel Shmuel or Levi, because he never saw Chacham that picked up those minhagim. And since he had never seen Chachamim who were makdim that tefillah to Krishma, he was inhibited to do such a thing. You'll take a look at Tosti Ramaskal Mismach. But there are Rishonim who say that there's really no proof on what they say, because it's possible that with regard to Shabbosos before Regolim, where they darshened in the Beis Medrash, he never saw the Chachamim that were knowing like Aviv Shel Shmuel to be Makdim the Tefillah to Kriyat Shema. And the answer is because there is a possibility of delaying Tefillah till after Kriyat Shema to be Somekul Tefillah, even if he has to recite Tefillah B'Miyushav. So then he davens tefillah b'miyushav, then he somekula tefillah. The first tefillah he davened b'amida, but the second one he would daven b'yeshiva. Then afterwards he would go home to his house and daven me'umad, because the first tefillah that he davened was b'yeshiva, to be somekula tefillah b'miyushav. But maybe when he went out to the derech and he wouldn't have enough time to be mispalel later on, mu'umad, so then perhaps in such a case he could be makdim his tefillah before Kriyat Shema. So in other words, we've always been talking about, you know, the impossibility of davening ma'umad, and therefore we're allowing you to dab mahalach. But now we can ask a whole different question. Should we say for the sake of tefillah and concentrated, you know, fully intent Kriyat Shema, he should be makdim his tefillah before he should be makdim his tefillah before Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Lozman Azariah Omer, and now we have a new Mishnah, Ein tefillas ha-musafim ela b'chever ir. It means that according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, not everyone davens musaf. And not in every situation can you daven musaf, but rather you need chever ha-ir, you need a chaburas ha-ir. They weren't misaking tefillas musaf unless it's a tzibur with a minimum of asara noshi. But a yachid lo yispal levado tefillas zu. So there's no musaf. You know, musaf is a replacement for the karbon. The karbon, of course, is a karbon tzibur. And ein tefillas musafim ela bechever ha'ir when you get together the tzibur. Yachid lo yispal levad. So there's no such thing, according to Rabbi Lozman Azariah, as tefillas musaf biyachidus. It just ain't. It's not a valid possibility. But chachamim omrim, bein bechever ir u shalo bechever ir. In both cases, the yachid could daven a tefillas musaf, even if it's shalo bechever ir, if he's davening biyachidus. Rabbi Yehuda omrim mishmo, he said, in the name of Rabbi Lozman Azariah, that kol mokum sheyesh sham chever ir, yachid potu mitfilas ha-musafim. Whenever there is chever ha-ir, it means a tzibur that is together as one, davening ma'ariv, is then yachid potu mitfilas ha-musafim. This is a pretty amazing concept we never find elsewhere, that if the tzibur is mispal, in this case musaf, then the yachid doesn't have to daven tfilas musaf. And now the question is he part of that? Is he part of that tzibur? So the Gemara is going to have to clarify what's not clear in this Mishnah. What's the difference between Shitas Tanakam and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda B'das Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah? And we'll have to iron out some of the details of this scenario. The Meiri writes that the difference between tefillas musaf and other tefillos is that all the tefillos were established by the avos, as we saw in Rabbi Yossi back on Chavav, and therefore even the yechidim are obligated. And it goes without saying that everybody's obligated, but it's an individual chiyuv on the yachid. However, when we talk about musaf, that takana was a takana sarabim, not a takana of the yechidim of the avos, but the anshei knesset hagdola, and they imposed that chiyuv on the tzibur. Very odd kind of concept here in the Meiri, that when it's the avos of Masakin, it's a chiyuv on the yachid, and the tzibur is also chai, but when it's anshei knesset hagdola, and they looked at the seder of the karbanos, they looked at tefillas musaf, and they were masakin a chiyuv musaf only b'tzibur. Rabbi Yonah says that the difference between musaf and all the other tefillos is that they weren't masakin a yachid, a chovis yachid, to mispal only the tefillos that are essentially bakashas rachamim, like shachris min chamayrev. But although the yachid has to daven on Shabbos, even without bakashas rachim, that's because there was a takana of Shabbos keneged tefillas hachol. In other words, the Shabbos davening is a replacement of tefillas hachol. So that's essentially a tefillah of the yachid of bakashas rachim. But musaf, on the other hand, was never established as a tefillas yachid, because there's no bakashos, it's pure shevach, And we're thanking Hashem for a carbon that's brought by the tzibur, and therefore there's no chiyuv on the yachid. So this perhaps is what the Gemara means when it says that Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama, meaning they both said that according to Rabbi Lozman and Zaria that a yochid doesn't daven tefillos musaf. So Gemara says Ikemenayu, the difference between the shitos is that yochid shelo bechever ir, yochid who doesn't live anywhere near a tzibur, is Tanakama sover potter. According to Tanakama in Rabbi Lozman ben Azariah, he's potter. There was never a chiyuv of tefillos musaf on the yochid. It was only on the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that in such a case where he doesn't have access to a tzibur, he lives outside the city limits, is then Moda, Rabbi Lozman Azariah would admit that the yochid is chayiv to be mispal musaf. Rabbi Lozman Azariah didn't patter up the yochid from tefillos musaf unless there's a minyan and there's a sar of mispalim. Then the tefillos ha-tzibur, or the shots on behalf of the tzibur, patters every single person. But if he's not in the city and there's no tzibur to be to be found, then there's no shliach tzibur who's being motzi the yochid, and therefore the yochid is chayv to recite musaf on his own. And we'll stop here.